Thank you and good afternoon. A memorial has been scheduled for 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon in Brookings, Oregon, for the 3 Cal Air Life Flight employees and the patient who died in Friday morning's plane crash north of McKinleyville. At noon tomorrow, emergency service vehicles stationed anywhere north of the Bay Area will meet up at the Crescent City Harbor to start a procession up Highway 101 all the way to the memorial at Azalea Park in Brookings. For those traveling in the area between noon and 2:30 tomorrow should anticipate minor delays. Friday morning's plane crash claimed the lives of pilot Larry Mills, flight nurse Deborah Kroon, and flight paramedic Michelle Tarwater, as well as the patient, 35-year-old April Rodriguez. A preliminary report from the National Transportation Safety Board, who is heading the investigation into the crash, is expected to follow in the coming weeks. The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office, Cal Fire, and Cal OSHA were the first agencies to respond to the scene of a logging accident that killed an Oregon man on Monday morning. 31-year-old Rogue River resident Travis John Cornelison was working in the logging operation area of Timber Ridge Lane near Blue Lake when it unexpectedly hit Cornelison, causing sudden death. The Blue Lake and Willow Creek fire departments responded to the scene of the accident as well. A structure fire ignited at a residence in the 1400 block of East Bates Road in McKinleyville on Monday afternoon. Around 3:30, Arcata Fire sent three engine companies, and mutual aid was provided by the Humboldt Bay Fire Department and the Blue Lake Volunteer Fire Department. Smoke was emanating from a vent on the roof of the residence, and fire crews had the fire confined to the attic. After further investigation on scene, it appears the fire started due to faulty electrical wiring. One person was home at the time of the fire, however, no injuries were reported. Community members want to improve Cooper Gulch Park. Dan Squire has more.
A community group wants to change and upgrade Cooper Gulch Park in downtown Eureka, and they have partnered with the City of Eureka to gather public input. The Cooper Gulch Common Grounds Group meets every third Saturday to perform simple maintenance and cleanup at the park, and later this month, a survey will be available to the public about any vision or ideas they may have for the park. The group is also planning a full-day community event for October 1st, and the survey will help play a role in that as well. For more information, check the Cooper Gulch Common Grounds webpage at coopergulch.org.
Thank you, Dan. Personnel with the Humboldt Del Norte unit of CAL FIRE responded to two small vegetation fires on Highway 299 and Highway 169, respectively. One lane of the highway was closed as the fire ignited near Highway 299 close to the Berry Summit, and crews spent the night controlling the blaze, which burned 5 acres, but they had it contained by Monday morning. Fire crews also contained a small vegetation fire that ignited on Highway 169 west of Wichpeck. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Local fire agencies from the county remain in Monterey County providing mutual aid as fire crews continue to battle the Sabanas wildfire. Over 5,000 fire personnel are continuing containment efforts as the blaze has now burned nearly 44,000 acres. And in addition, the fire has destroyed more than 50 homes and 11 outbuildings while threatening 2,000 other structures. Engine companies from Humboldt Bay Fire, Bryceland, Fieldbrook, and Fortuna are providing mutual aid to crews who have been battling the fire since it started on July 22nd. Fortuna officers booked 22-year-old Silverio Sanchez and 43-year-old Brooke Roland to county jail following a probation search at a motel room on Main Street on Sunday. Officers went to the 800 block of Main Street and detained the two, and they located more than 10 grams of methamphetamine as well as other evidence related to drug sales activity. After Sanchez and Roll were arrested, officers found more than 96 grams of additional meth on Sanchez's person, and the two were booked into county jail on numerous charges. The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office continues the search for an armed robbery suspect who eluded deputies during a vehicle pursuit from Blue Lake to Hoopah on Sunday. The suspect brandished a handgun at the clerk at the Shell gas station on Central Avenue in McKinleyville, and he fled the scene with cash, and he remains at large. And that's the news on this Tuesday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.